And in Following the Money, we learn more and more about Moral Monday, which, according to Civitas, a conservative institute in North Carolina, should be called Money Monday. Joined now by their president, their president, Colonel Francis DeLuca, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve, retired. So, Colonel, first, thank you, sir, for your service. And now to your ongoing service to the community as president of Civitas. Let's examine and follow the money when it comes to the HK on J organization and their coalition partners.
Well, good to be with you, David. And please, you can call me Francis. Thank you. Also, I just want to compliment you because you have done more with your one interview or your one attempt when you came down here to talk to William Barber and call him into question what he says than all of the reporters in North Carolina combined for as long as I've known them. They refused to ask him the kind of questions you asked him. And as you saw, he won't answer direct questions. He will avoid, he will deflect, and he will hide behind the clerical collar. He goes by Reverend, but he's really a partisan. So, no, that's not what you're asking me, but I just want to congratulate you on doing that and putting him on the spot like that.
Well, thank you, Francis. And look, that's the duty of the media. Regardless, it is our job to go and confront anyone, regardless of party, about things that they say publicly, especially public figures and people in places of influence. So that's our job, and that's what I'm supposed to do. Let's go to Moral Mondays now. First, the overview on this organization from what you at Civitas have discovered.
Right, and we've put all this work out there. We at Civitas, we do research. We're a think tank. We also are unabashedly conservative. We don't hide. We don't pretend we're anything but what we are. And we've done a lot of research on government spending and government programs, especially groups that benefit from government programs. And one of the things we were noticing with William Barber, Reverend Barber, and his group of people, the HK on J Coalition, is that these were names that turned up in a lot of our reports. When we started looking at the groups involved, they turned up in a lot of our reports about private nonprofits getting state allocations. So we decided to add it up. First off, we looked at the Reverend Barber himself has a nonprofit that he founded, and he is the chairman, and it's about a decade ago. And to date, it's gotten over $1.2 million in government funding. That's just his one nonprofit. Then you look at the coalition of quote-unquote nonprofits. In a couple of years, in about 6 years or so, they took in over $100 million in state money. And that's just the directly identifiable state money that we could find. It's not money that got passed through other nonprofits and then back into these. So, we realized that one of the reasons they're protesting, and we believe a big reason, is because they were concerned about the new Republican, the conservative leadership, trying to get a hold of the budget, not growing it fast, cutting taxes, putting money back into the taxpayers' pocket, meant that they would get less of the money. And so when you see these protests, they talk about all these other issues, but as anybody who follows government and follows this knows, you follow the money.
Francis, let's talk about some of the groups involved in your website, NC for North Carolina, civitas.org for everyone who wants to go. I've also put it up on my Twitter at David Webb Show and at Facebook at David Webb Show. Because there are organizations in here, and I look at the amounts that you've laid out, and you've clearly done the research of what the organizations have approved. Have you been able to track from the organization? And we all know money's fungible. This is part of the issue with dollars being applied to an organization where it could possibly end up. But there are organizations like the YWCA and AARP on your list.
That's right, and a lot of these get state money, but they I'll use the YWCA as an example of what happens. They get a state grant. Now, people who aren't familiar with Reverend Barber's history don't understand that this is not Reverend Barber's first time at the rodeo. He has been kind of shaking people down and getting arrested. He got arrested back in 2011 in Wake County, protesting the school board's decision to go to community schools. He got arrested twice. Now, a group that got involved in that fight with him was the YWCA. and they supported, through a monetary donation, a group that was attacking the conservative leadership of the Wake County School Board. So you see how one of his allied groups, which you brought up, the YWCA, spent about $25,000 supporting a group that was trying to defeat the local conservatives at the Wake County School Board. And by the way, that same year, after they spent this money, they declared, they filed for bankruptcy and went out of business. So that shows what happens with these groups. But these, you're right, the money's fungible. So a lot of these groups get this money. And since they're nonprofits, it's not like, you know, there's a board of directors that have shares in them and everything that will hold them accountable. As long as they can have money to operate, they will go on.